This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nicole George joins me live in studio. She's a personal trainer from ACAC, a Pilates instructor and director of the No Limits Running Club, which we want to bring you some information about today, help you get up off your feet and back on the road or the trail or the track or wherever it happens to be. And maybe we can talk about that. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So what is the No Limits Running Club? This is a brand new thing for our town, right? And it's not just for ACAC members. It's anybody.
No, it's anybody, male, female, any gender, any skill set, any pace. We welcome anyone who may be new to running or a veteran of the sport.
And the idea is to introduce, provide some framework and structure to get people running or continue running.
Yes, it's actually more education-based. So every month we have a talk. Like this month, actually, we have a nutrition talk about what to eat before and after your exercise to have optimum performance. And so every month we'll have a different speaker come in. We also have group runs once a month and some. They get on email lists, they get information and tips, they get connected with other runners that might be in their area, which is most important in finding like a buddy system and someone that they can run with.
So I have a million questions, and I told you before we went on the air, I recently started running again, and I had forgotten how much I love it. I really enjoy it, and I'm doing about 20, 25 miles a week, nothing crazy. You know, it's maybe anywhere from a half hour to an hour, maybe 75 minutes at the most, and I love it. Tell me real quick though, what should you eat beforehand? Because I always think about that. I'll think, gosh, I wonder if I should go run because I just ate such and such, or I haven't eaten.
Yeah, it really varies actually. It depends on the person. Like I don't do really well with eating really close to my runs. I normally eat well before, several hours before, where other people can eat and then just run right out the door. So it really is very individual. It's not a cookie cutter answer.
Yeah.
And that's what's so nice about having the monthly meetings is that they can come and ask those questions and maybe the nutritionist or whoever the speaker is can delve into it a little bit more and get more answers. So it really is very individual, and you also have to see like what your stomach issues, if you have reflux, have you know, problems with incontinence, or you know, you can't have as many fluids and things like that if you have problems like that. So there's some different planning depending on the person and their history.
Now, we're talking with Nicole George. The No Limits Running Club is off and running at ACAC. It's brand new, and you can get more information from Nicole. What's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
Probably my email. It's NICOLEGO at ACAC.com.
NicoleGo at ACAC.com.
Yes.
So what's your advice for new runners, for people who might be listening who think, you know what, I haven't run in years. What's your advice for those folks? And also, what are your thoughts about people who are thinking, well, I don't want to run, but I'll go get on a treadmill?
Right.
Because there's a difference. There's a big difference.
Definitely. I think with people that are new to exercise, just in general, whether it's running or otherwise, you need to make sure, first of all, that you are able to do that, that you're clear from your position. The other thing is that you need to do it safely. Don't just jump in the deep end. You need to be going and progressing slowly and possibly hiring someone to get some suggestion, whether a personal trainer or someone that's been a formal runner, but what works for one person isn't going to work for another person. It's really, really important that you go into it slowly so that you avoid injury, which is most important, and also that you get a good positive experience. You don't want to have injury, or you don't want to have so much soreness and be uncomfortable that you don't want to continue.
Yeah.
So you want it to be a good experience.
But we should acknowledge that at least the first week or two, you're going to be a little sore, just as
you would with
any new physical activity.
Definitely. Definitely.
And don't let that scare you off.
Right. Right. And that's what's nice about with the No Limits Running Club is that you get that buddy system. So you can kind of, you know, say, oh my gosh, my hamstring, or is that normal? Can I do that? Everything is, you know, is the buddy system is to propose, kind of have that other person that might be feeling the same, or they might say, no, you probably should go to the doctor, you know, or, oh, no, that's good. You know, ice it, stretch, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Move on.
We're talking with Nicole George. She is the director of the new No Limits Running Club at ACAC. You can email her directly at NicoleGo at ACAC.com for more information. Is it .org or .com?
.com.
.com.
Yes.
Okay, good stuff.
And you can always call the ACAC locations, too, if you don't have email.
Now, every year we get a whole bunch of people coming out of the woodwork and more people from past years to participate in the Charlottesville 4-miler, mm-hmm. the Women's 4-miler, or the 10-miler.
Right. I mean, the Men's 4-miler, too.
There's more mm-hmm. and more events that we have here in Charlottesville. It is, you know, we've often thought this is a town of riders, but it's also a town of runners.
Definitely, definitely. Almost every weekend you can find at least a 5K, but there's lots and lots of races. And that's what's nice about the running club. It's all year long. So it's, you can help and you can just fall into it at any moment. Let's say, you know, you don't know what to do after the 4-miler is over. Where do I go? Well, you can join the running club and that will just help to support you to continue running instead of like many people just falling off and not restarting till next summer when the 4-miler comes around.
And in terms of dropping pounds, if somebody just wants to lose weight, running and perhaps swimming are two of the best things you could do, right?
Yeah, really. Any cardiovascular, method is good. The running, you have to be careful, especially if you're really overweight. Just the pounding can be a little too much, so you might want to do a walk-run method, which is great because it gets you cardiovascular fit, but then you get a recovery period in the walking. It's not as jarring on the joints. But, yes, it's a great weight loss program. Yeah.
Now, isn't it smart to sort of mix any type of running with other things and do some cross-training and some strength training and get into the gym every now and then?
Prevention is the best thing I can tell anybody is cross training and strength training and flexibility, like we talked about. And possibly, you know, when you need to ice, or heat, whatever's, deemed necessary. But it's really, really important to cross train. You shouldn't do anything, whether it's swimming or running or biking all the time because your body gets used to that and you'll start getting some injuries because you're not balancing out the muscles. So that's why it's so important to make sure that you're cross training and that you're doing the flexibility.
We're talking with Nicole George. She's the director of the new ACAC's new No Limits Running Club. And you can get more information directly from her at NicoleGo@ACAC.com or call any of the ACAC locations and find out how you can sign up. And again, well, let's just let folks know, how much does this cost, members, non-members, that kind of thing?
If you're an ACAC member, it's $20 for the year. And if you were to join with your partner, it's $10 for them. A child, which is 10 years and above, is $5 for the year. And if you are a non-member of ACAC, which we welcome any non-members, it's $30 for the year.
Just $30 for a whole year?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. Really,
to be in a running club and have experts available anytime you want them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You mentioned icing and stretching. Before I let you go, I have to tell you that's been the key to me to getting back into running, because I can remember when I used to run before years ago, I was always hurting and having injuries, but I can remember I never really iced and stretched very much at all. And I have a friend now who's races a track and field for UVA, a steeplechase runner, and she's like, if you're getting back into running, you have to ice and stretch. So I've done that religiously just every time I've run, ice like crazy, stretch like crazy, and that's made all the difference. And just no injuries, feeling good.
Right.
I never knew how much that really could have an impact, just icing and stretching.
You definitely need to be aggressive and proactive through stretching and icing and heating, like I was saying. And also, if an injury does arise, you need to address it. You don't want to just run through it. You want to be, you know, feeling, you know your body and you know what doesn't feel right, and you need to take a break or maybe do some cross training if your feet are starting to hurt or hamstrings. Don't give up and don't stop. Just find something else until the pain subsides. And then if you need to seek a professional, a physician, then do so. But definitely don't give up. I mean, keep going. Find resources. There's plenty of resources in Charlottesville. Like you said, there's plenty of races and lots of opportunities for people.
Indeed. And we encourage folks who might have been on the couch for so long and think that they have passed their prime and they just can't get a go of it again. This might be a perfect option for you, the No Limits Running Club. And I guess the message I always tell folks whenever I talk about any of this stuff is just do something.
Definitely.
Do something.
Definitely.
Something, no matter what it is, you know?
Yeah. And you're welcome, whatever skill set, wherever you're starting, whether you're starting at zero or you're a veteran, you're welcome.
Nicole George, the director of the... Sorry about that. Nicole George is the director of the No Limits Running Club. It's a new program at ACAC, and you can get more information from her directly, NicoleGo@ACAC.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.